This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term in elections Sunday against a field of little-known candidates, while those who could have given a real challenge are sitting in jail. More than 13,000 polling places opened Sunday morning, even as the opposition denounced more arrests of its leaders and activists around the country in hours leading up to the vote. The opposition called on Nicaraguans to stay home in protest of an electoral process that has been roundly criticized as not credible by foreign powers. Ortega and his allies control the Congress and all government institutions. He first served as president from 1985 to 1990 before returning to power in 2007. He recently declared his wife, the country's vice president, his co-president. North Korean state media reported Sunday the country has conducted artillery firing exercises to bolster its defense capability, its latest weapons test as Pyongyang continues to pressure Washington and Seoul to abandon what it calls their hostile policy. The official Korean Central News Agency reported an artillery firing competition among mechanized units was held on Saturday with senior government and military officials present. Since September, North Korea has test-launched a series of newly developed missiles, including nuclear-capable weapons that place U.S. allies South Korea and Japan within striking distance. Some experts say North Korea wants its rivals to accept it as a nuclear power state and work to ease international sanctions on the country. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerian electoral officials are tallying results from a local vote on Sunday after a tightly contested race seen as a test run for national elections to replace President Muhammadu Buhari in early 2023. Thousands of police and army were dispatched for the election of a local governor in a year that has seen a string of attacks on official targets blamed on an outlawed separatist group known as the Indigenous People of Biafra. Voting went ahead mostly without major incident on Saturday, but technical glitches with face and fingerprint recognition technology caused delays and forced the Electoral Commission to extend voting hours. Nigeria's elections are often marred by fraud claims and violence, and analysts said the vote in a complex security situation would measure confidence in readiness for the presidential ballot. Africa's most populous country is also battling heavily armed gangs in its northwest, where so-called bandits are blamed for scores of mass kidnappings for ransom. The army is also entrenched in a 12-year campaign against jihadists in the country's northeast. Sudanese pro-democracy groups launched 2 days of civil disobedience and strikes on Sunday in protest of last month's military coup, though participation appeared to be limited by continuing interruptions to internet and phone connections. Local so-called resistance committees and a group known as the Sudanese Professionals Association, or SPA, are organizing a campaign of protest to try to reverse the military takeover. The SPA led demonstrations in the uprising that toppled then-President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. Internet services have been badly disrupted since the October 25th coup, and phone coverage remains patchy. The coup halted a power-sharing arrangement between the military and civilians that had been agreed after Bashir's overthrow and was meant to lead to democratic elections by late 2023. Since the coup, mediation efforts involving the United Nations have sought the release of detainees and a return to power sharing, but sources from the ousted government say those efforts have stalled. And tens of thousands of Ethiopians rallied in Addis Ababa on Sunday in support of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government as federal troops fight forces who are threatening to march on the city. Some demonstrators denounced the United States government, which is among the foreign powers that have called for a ceasefire as a year-long war that has killed thousands of people intensifies amid advances last weekend. The United States, the UN Security Council, the African Union, and countries including Kenya and Uganda have called in recent days for a ceasefire. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.